All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let us begin. So I just actually sent out, I don't know if I had sent it out before, so just sent it out now, the rest of Os Lamed in Sidkas HaTzadik. So we're going to finish up this sif today, and it's quite a dramatic piece. If you remember, again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, so Reb Tzadik explained that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash took place in three parts. There's what he called the Chorban HaBayis, which is the destruction of what he called like the inner sanctum, the Chorban HaHeichel, the destruction of the surrounding areas. Again, he's not using these terms as little, but Chorban of the destruction of the surrounding area, and then Golos, and then dispersion. So Reb Tzadik used this as a metaphor for what happens in the process of sin. Sin impacts three things. There's a Chorban HaBayis. The Bayis, he says, represents the lave, represents the heart, represents the neshama. That when we chas v'shalom sin, when we chas v'shalom commit averus, so at the end of the day, that fundamentally impacts the lave, it impacts the heart. Then there's Chorban HaHeichel. The Heichel, Reb Tzadik said, is the mind, is the moach. Our thoughts become corrupted. Everything becomes kind of turned around. You know, in the aftermath of sin, the greatest challenge sometimes is that our view of the world and our view of ourselves is so fundamentally skewed. And then there's Golos. And Golos, says Reb Tzadik, represents corruption of the physical. That the entirety of myself becomes corrupted, becomes damaged, so to speak, in the aftermath of sin. So Reb Tzadik says, so the three components of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash are a metaphorical allusion to the three components of the impact of sin. So, okay, so that's what happens when I mess up. Now Reb Tzadik is going to apply that same model to tshuva. So look what he writes. He says, "Tshuva lehevich." Tshuva works in the opposite way. Now, what does this mean? I'm actually going to ask you to turn to page Ayin. And in page Ayin, you're going to see the Nebi'uri HaChassidus on the right-hand column. So Reb Tzadik says as follows. He says, in the right-hand column, third line in, "V'kein hu gam biyachas l'seder ha'tikun ha'prati shakol bal tshuva." Says Reb Tzadik, now that I know the three aspects that are damaged when sin occurs, we'll say it's actually quite a dramatic idea that there's damage done to the heart, there's damage done to the mind, and there's damage done to the body. So now, of course, tshuva is a process in which I have to go ahead and try to restore and try to repair all of these things. So how do I restore and repair? So watch what he writes. He says, "Dimitrilo yesh lo lasos tikun el hamidos v'haleif v'achar kach lasos tikun l'maisim." So we'll say, this is incredible. So Reb Tzadik says, and this flies a little bit in the face of things that we say sometimes, which you'll see how it's not a contradiction. Reb Tzadik says, in the process of tshuva, the first thing I have to fix is my heart. But it's interesting, he throws in here another word, midos. Midos. The first step in personalistic tshuva, says Reb Tzadik, is to fix one's heart, which means the fixing of one's midos, one's character traits. V'achar kach lasos tikun l'maisim. And then only afterwards to go ahead and try to remedy my actions. And I will say, now, this is really quite dramatic, because most times in spiritual growth, so conventional wisdom always is work on your actions before you work on your feelings. Right? Because at the end of the day, it's much easier to affect behavioral change than it is to affect emotional change. This is what the Sefer HaChinuch says, "Acharei ha'pulos nimshachos halevavos." The heart is drawn after actions. Generally, we say, if you want to feel a certain way, act a certain way. Then a very important yisod, because sometimes people spend their whole lives waiting for a feeling. They wait to feel a certain way. It's not, you can wait a lifetime to feel a certain way. Act in a particularly positive way, and after sustained positive dynamic activity, the feelings will come. Yet here, Reb Tzadik says, by tshuva, you begin with the lev. You begin with the... Now, if you notice, by the way, so Reb Tzadik doesn't just simply define lev as feelings, he defines leves as midos, which I will say, here is where tshuva is a little bit different. You see, in the realm of growth, let's leave tshuva aside for just a moment. I want to grow as a person. Baruch Hashem, I'm good, right? I'm fine. I'm just coasting a little bit. I'd like to be better. Good. So in the realm of spiritual growth, so dynamic activity comes first, feelings come afterwards. Tshuva, Rabbosai, is different. In the realm of tshuva is where I have gotten to a point in life where I've broken something. I've broken something inside of me, and now I want to repair it. So how do you repair that which is broken? So Reb Tzadik says that has to begin with a certain shift in my, pointing to the mind, but it's not the mind, a certain shift in my heart. That's where the shift begins. That's where the shift begins. In fact, also, you know that both Rabbi Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and Rabbi Gifter, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on their commentaries on Hilchos Tshuva, discuss this concept of what the Rav calls pre-actional tshuva, and Rav Gifter calls hirhure tshuva, thoughts of tshuva. And both of them understand that it is the first step in tshuva, amazingly enough, is not something you do. The first step of tshuva is a feeling in my heart that I want things to be different. I want things to be different. I don't even necessarily know how they're going to be different. I don't even necessarily know exactly what the steps I have to take. But what I do know is, I just want things to be different. Hirhur tshuva, thoughts of tshuva, pre-actional tshuva. So that's, by the way, what Reb Tzadik is defining over here. He's saying that again, because we'll say, you might have thought, see, what Reb Tzadik, the piece that I skipped a little bit, Reb Tzadik, you might have thought like this, that the pathway to tshuva simply is an undoing of chet. So chet is bias hechal galus. If the way chet goes that impacts us is heart, mind, actions. So tshuva would be what? Tshuva would be actions, mind, heart. It doesn't work that way. In fact, in order for tshuva to really be effective, it actually has to start in the lathe, which makes sense. If I really want to affect change, that begins with a feeling. That begins with a change in my feelings. That begins with a change in my heart. That begins ultimately, again, with a change in my, what he calls, my midos. Then afterwards, can you go ahead and affect change in your actions? So this is actually very interesting. So Reb Tzadik says that at the end of the day, so I have to start with tikkun el amidos, tikkun halev. I have to start with remedying or rectifying the heart. After I do that, then I have the ability to work on my actions. You see what he's doing? He's going from heart to actions, to moach, to mind. So it begins with an emotional shift, then it goes over ultimately to an actional shift, and then to a cognitive shift. But then he says the truth is the steps are going to be a little bit fluid, because then a little bit later he goes on and he says, but after you start with the heart, you really have to repair the mind first. So essentially, in Reb Tzadik's model, what it does is it begins with a shift in the heart. What the Rav called pre-actional tshuva, Rav Gifter called hirhure tshuva. I have to go ahead and begin in my heart that I want things to be different. Then I could begin to go ahead and change my actions. When I begin to change my actions, then what? Then I could go ahead and change and affect change in the constructs of my intellectual thought. But yet, Rabbi say, but Reb Tzadik then at the end goes in and says, and by the way, sometimes these order will be different for different people as well. Right? Sometimes the order shifts a little bit. But what I want you to take away from Reb Tzadik is, again, chet impacts us in three ways. The bias, heichal, galus. It affects me in my heart, it affects me in my mind, and it affects my actions. Tshuva, therefore, requires addressing all three of these areas, the heart, the mind, and the actions. What Reb Tzadik highlights to us is, where does tshuva start? Tshuva starts right here. Tshuva starts in the heart. Tshuva starts with a feeling that I need to change, and again, a beginning of a change in my attitudes, in my midos, a beginning of a change in my midos. Then once I have that change in my midos, I could go ahead and begin to really carry out behavioral change. And once I begin to carry out behavioral change, then I have the ability to affect cognitive change, a change in the way that I think, a change in the way that I approach situations. So we have to stop over here. Maybe we'll spend one more shiur on Monday speaking about this construct, as it's actually quite fascinating, and in Yanei Diyoma as well. Intentionality.